looking at the just looking here at my information for the show on Friday night. Why is my fucking throat fucked up again here, man? That's what I've been battling here for the last few days. Phil, okay, good. Like, as long as I can do Margaret, I'm good. I don't give a fuck about any other voice. If I can do Margaret, I'm good. I got the lineup for, you know what? I don't know what, why do I look short in this fucking camera? This is what it looks like to me. It looks like I'm way down here, man. Why am I not sitting up higher or something? Jesus fucking Christ. I gotta get this goddamn camera so that we've got, I'm filling more of the screen. I don't need to have all this fucking ocean or sky above me. So the camera's got to tilt down. Oh, fuck it, man. No. Anyway, I keep it cool, baby. How about this? This is always my favorite shot. Or really what I ought to be doing. No. Well, yeah, no. Well, yeah, yeah. When I use the zoom, Henry, where's the remote? Anyway, I'm looking here. I gotta do an email real quick. So Eliza's on. I got the lineup here for everybody on for everyone here on the Friday night at the Improv. I don't know, man. Yeah, fucking let's see. I'm gonna blow it up for you guys. You can see it here. Doesn't matter. Fuck it. I wish I could hear this because it sounds like there's something on TV that looks pretty good. Eliza Schlesinger. At 8:57, Eliza Schlesinger at 8:57. So, I'm gonna email her assistant to that effect right now, Cameron. Okay. everybody's gonna do about. Looks like 10 minutes, man. Am I right? Well, 8 or 9 minutes. 8 minutes. Everyone's doing about 8 or 9. Doing about 8 or 9. About 8 or 9 minutes. Keep it cool, baby. Keep it cool, baby. All right, so welcome to our show. And yes, I've had a very difficult time with my throat. I believe it's allergy related. I think I've got it knocked. What is this? I think we're good, man. So, we'll see. Now, where's Alex? Virals, here we go. First viral story of the night. Biden marries two gay White House officials at his house. All right. Very good. Very tasteful. I think, Biden seems like, you know, such an old school guy. What the fuck is this? You know, he seems like such an old school guy that I can't help but imagine he's doing the right thing. He's being a good guy. I probably would be similarly. I wouldn't call myself old school because I think Biden's a little bit more old school than me. But I would find myself probably similarly. I suppose feeling out of place, maybe. Like, I want to do the right thing. I want to marry these two guys. I want to, or marry these two men, or, you know. But am I doing this right? You know, do I look like a jerk doing this? Is this, should I be, you know? However, it is ours, it is for us to learn these ways to become better people. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No question about it. There's a kid standing behind Warren Buffett right now to the lower right of Warren Buffett. It's a kid, or it's a female. It's a kid. It's a little boy. Where are the making of when are the Pulitzer Prize? The Making of Donald Trump's a new book. Where are the tax returns? Where are the tax returns? It's a good question. Meg Whitman is now supporting Clinton. I don't know if any of this shit really matters to voters. Maybe it does.
This week alone, I read an op-ed from Carolyn McCain, John McCain's granddaughter, who's always voted Republican. from Maria Comello, Chris Christie's top aide, who's always voted Republican, from Sally Bradshaw, Jeb Bush's top aide, who's always voted Republican. Add to that people like Mark Salter, a chief of staff to John McCain. Add to that Lionel Sosa, who's been doing PR for Hispanic, for Republican candidates for decades. And you know, the bottom line is Donald Trump is bleeding Republicans, because when we look at what he's saying, we don't recognize the party that we have loved for so many decades. When I see a military mother getting booed at a Trump rally,
no shit,
I don't recognize that. Do you think that would have ever happened at a Reagan event? Do you think Ronald Reagan would have not stopped it, nipped it at the bud? And so he is bleeding Republicans.
But
he doesn't seem to give a damn.
But this is Republican establishment. And how many of them, let's just say 15 or 20 denounce?
Well, guess what, though?
Does that affect the standing in the polls?
No. Look, I can tell you this much. I can name you 30 Republicans off the top of my head who are not going to vote for him. Remember, George W. Bush won Florida by 534 votes. It is a swing state. Maybe New Jersey doesn't matter. Maybe California doesn't matter. Maybe New York doesn't matter. But when you get to the swing states, and for each one of these Republicans that you are hearing about in public, I assure you, Don, there are dozens of others that are also...
It doesn't matter, because these are undecided voters.
Let me let Kaylee get it. Kaylee, because how much longer, and to Anna's point, Florida is a swing state, a very important state. How much longer can he sustain this kind of damage?
Well, all of the names that Anna mentioned, they're political operatives, they're part of the political class, or they're Washington insiders. And I can guarantee you all of the names that you mentioned do not have thousands of people following them and mimicking their every move. The point is, Donald Trump ran against the political class, he ran against the political elite. I'm not surprised to see the political elite reject him. But I do think the voters, who, by the way, look at primary and caucus states, their anger was registered in all of the polls, 50% plus. They felt betrayed by the GOP establishment. So I don't think the GOP establishment that they feel betrayed by is going to determine who they vote for.
The question that I've been asking Bakari, is this the beginning when it comes to the Khan family, sort of opening up the floodgates? Does this give other prominent conservatives, and maybe not so prominent conservatives, the cover to come out and say, you know what, I just can't deal with this anymore?
Well, I think you're very close. It's somewhat of a permission strategy, I think, with the word we heard from out of Britain quite often, that the more and more Republicans you have come out and say that they disavow Donald Trump, they repudiate Donald Trump. Even that one word is even more important, which is, I unendorse or disavow Donald Trump, which we haven't heard from John McCain, which we haven't.
Man charged with assaulting three in Anchorage after I saw this story.
If those words start to come out, then that may open the door. And, you know, it's a very, very narrow path for a Republican to get the 270 votes. So to Anna's point, it's very important that he consolidate the conservative base before he goes out there and tries to make new ground. But let me just douse a little bit of cold water on this whole theory about Republicans leaving. Democrats still have to work for every vote, because we are still 97 and 98 days away, and we have three very important debates coming up. And although I don't believe Donald Trump can out-debate anybody, I do remember that Mitt Romney did show up in the first debate and out-debate Barack Obama, so anything is possible.
What about the timing of this, Angela? If you look at the timing, Hillary Clinton is coming off of a convention bounce, and you have this time, and you have the people in his campaign telling our Dana Bash that, you know what, we're frustrated. We think that we're, you know, working, doing all of this in vain, that our efforts are wasted. What about the timing of this? Is he playing right?
Bass nectar.
The fuck is this, man? This is Seattle. You also saw Jan Brewer come out earlier today saying that Donald Trump is not experienced enough not to be baited. We saw at the convention last week in Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech, she said that Donald Trump, do you want someone who can be baited with a tweet to, you can't trust someone who can be baited with a tweet to be the commander in chief. We continue to see this over and over again, and he continues to demonstrate, just like we talked about earlier, why these editorials continue to come out saying that he does not have the judgment and he is not fit to be president. These unendorsements, as Bakari talked about, are still few and far between, and that is why the president said what he said today in the East Room, saying it's not enough for you to condemn his remarks, it is time for you to do more than just talk about what he's doing wrong and condemn his remarks. It's time for you to say that you cannot endorse this.
When we come right back, the youngest heckler ever, I think, when what happened to a baby at a Donald Trump rally?
As simple as possible for you.
Well, all right, so that's very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
You can get
so what I was thinking here is a Rio de Janeiro thing. Let me turn this motherfucker down, man. Shut your hole. Shut the filthy hole. I gotta do some more fucking rehearsing tonight, man. God damn, this fucking... This fucking... never mind. Meg Whitman, a Hewlett-Packard executive of Republican fundraiser, said Tuesday she would support Hillary Clinton for president. Conda Trump put that purple heart. So Trump accepts this purple heart. Never been in the service. God knows he's never been wounded in service to the country. And he's given a purple heart by this old man, this poor old veteran, who most likely means well, gave, you know, risked his life for this country only to be supporting a demagogue who has no respect for him at all. No fucking respect for him at all. Donald Trump's a fucking liar, man. That motherfucker hasn't given any money to veterans' causes. Take a look at at the actual donations this man's made to veterans' causes. I don't think, or his personal charitable giving, the number I saw didn't exceed $100,000 over the last, 7 or 8 years. What the fuck does he think he's kidding? Well, I guess he's kidding a lot of people because he's getting away with it. This $1 million that he gave to the that event for the veterans when he passed up doing that debate was the most cynical bullshit thing ever seen in your life. That motherfucker using veterans the way he does. Yeah, there's a baby event. Trump's being, and these kids are screaming their guts loose. Testing 1, 2. God damn it. Okay. let's see, what am I looking for here?
I know.
He's had a very rough week, but Donald Trump is a fighter. I think he's going to bounce back very, very well indeed, very handsomely indeed.
Phil, I wanted to say, Phil, you know, it's always been my feeling. Well, Phil, I think it's my feeling. Well, Phil, it's always been my feeling, you know, that
I think Donald Trump.
Well, Phil, it's always been my feeling that we can work these things out. I think that the Rio Games are, nothing can stop our athletes. And if I was one of the Rio athletes, I would revel in it. I would say that God will protect me. And I can dive into a river of garbage.
Well, you're diving into a river of garbage, you know, you don't want to...
Well, Phil, I think that the athletes are... Let's see...
I can tell you somewhere that
Dozier, Coach Dozier on the Olympics. Commerce City Color Bass Nectar's concert night promised a sonic boom delivered bass tone. So living people living near 5 miles away, we're gonna hear the music, they could feel it. Jesus Christ. What the hell? Hey, man, let me say something about IKEA. I'm looking for some fucking IKEA furniture. Because that's all the money I want to spend on furniture. I'm buying IKEA furniture, and I want to know where their online purchases are. I want to buy the shit online. I want it delivered. Buy it online, have it delivered. Buy it online, have it delivered. You know, that's all I want to do. I'm a big believer in that shit. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was buy it online, have it delivered. Shoes, everything. I got two new pairs of shoes that Lauren bought me. I don't know if she bought them online. Yeah, she bought them online. Two fucking great pairs of shoes, desert boots. I love them both. One suede, the other is leather. One is like gray, the other is suede brown, light brown, tan. Bought them online. Fit great. They're fantastic. Then the other thing, I buy everything, man. I buy appliances and shit. I bought a refrigerator. I bought microwaves and shit. Everything I buy online, man. But, you know, one Christmas, I bought every goddamn toy I got for the kids I bought online. Fantastic, Jack. It was a beautiful thing. All right, I just need one more topic here. IKEA.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I do. I think IKEA. Well, it's a great idea, and I think you'll enjoy it. Yes, you will. You'll enjoy it very much, Phil.
I think it's a great idea, Phil, and you know, flying and IKEA furniture. Oh shit, Mark Griego. There's a guy we hadn't heard from in a long time.
Running room on Escobar, but
Phil, I love the idea.
Yeah, I bought IKEA.
I have two at my home. Now I've got a guest house up behind my house.
Well, you got a guest house like that cabana?
Oh, it's a cabana, yeah, but not a cabana.
Oh, it's out by the pool.
Right by the pool, yeah, and I love this film. IKEA furniture is wonderful.
Let's see. Oh, I'm going to have on Kurt Quaidy and Guy Martin. I think I got it, man. I think I got it. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it so very much.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Okay, then.
The heat of the drums. Oh, yes. Do 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 do.
Yeah. Huh. All right. All right. What do I want here? 29 pounds. Feel your voice on the radio. Get the fuck out of here. You know, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Yeah! I like that. Goes like this. I don't know why that sounds good, but it does. Sounds good to me, man. Sounds real good to me, man. You know? Goddamn right. You goddamn right. The heat of the thing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Ugh. All right, I think I'm ready. I'm going to turn this off. Bobby Dooley. So, Bobby, where you at, sweetie? You, there we go. I think I'm ready to go. Oh. Yeah, man. I got to do something here, man. Wait a minute.
Opportunities, and you're missing opportunities. I know you're rich in opportunity.
Water.
Phones, Babylon's can't crack the code. No. Used to sip out styrofoam, but figured I should stick to dro. Backwoods overload, don't like to smoke them swishers, ho. If you hit my liquor store, it's 50 cents for single post. Said she wanna roll with me and smoke up all my weed. I said, baby, just buy that cheese, cause you can't smoke for free. I got some love, but no money, babe, buy me a Fiji. She said, you need a job, bitch, fuck a job, I still get cheese.
Two cell phones, Mr. Motherfucker, dot. Mr. I be on that block. 1207, yeah. Fucker, I, they hear my.
See what we got here, man. That'll work, fuck it, who gives a shit? Rob Stone, Chill Bill. All right, I think we're ready. I think we are as ready as we'll ever be. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold every goddamn thing. God damn it, man. The fucking ads for today, man. You know, these things change around. What? What are we doing, man? All that other shit. You know what, man? We'll get to that when we get to that, okay? When, you know, if I got to know where these fucking promos are in here. Okay? I got to know where these motherfucking promos are. 1 minute, they're in this folder over to the left. I got another folder up to the right. The one to the right is now the current ones. The one to the left isn't. The one to the left used to be the old ones. It used to be the current ones. Now the one to the right. So I don't know what we're dealing with here. Tomorrow's ad. I got two folders here that say tomorrow's ads. I'd like them consolidated into one, please. Here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I'm not quite there yet, man.